well-known verse in the Bible says, "For God so loved that he gave," isn't it? "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him might not perish but have everlasting life." And then here in 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 15, it says, "Thanks be unto God for his unspeakable gift." I don't know of any verse that clarifies that, makes that any more real than verse 9 of chapter 8. "For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ." By the way, that word grace there is the very same word as translated in gifts in verse 4. Very same word. By the way, do you ever stop and think what a gift is? It's something that you didn't earn, isn't it? That's exactly what grace is. Grace is something that you didn't earn, you couldn't earn. It comes from God. So we could read that verse this way: "For you know the gift of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sakes he became poor, that you through his poverty might be rich." I was thinking about that verse, and I've got 3 points. I'll try not to take over an hour or so. Why live? I've got 3 points, and they're all revolved around the word gift. And the Lord Jesus gave, didn't he? He gave himself. And the first point is this: he gave up. He gave up. You say, what in the world is that all about? What did he give up? Well, you want to spend about a half an hour talking about what he gave up? He gave up his seat beside his Father, the Lord Jesus Christ, for a period of time. He gave himself. He gave up. He gave up his right to all the freedoms and the limitlessness of heaven to be your Savior. Do you realize that? He took upon himself flesh. That's a limitation that he willingly took on, because he gave up for a time his ability to be without limits. He came and he limited himself to the limits of our human flesh. He never gave up his deity. He remained God, but he gave up the independent use of some of his attributes while he was here. Obviously, he did show some of his attributes as he healed, as he raised people from the dead like Lazarus and other things, but he gave up a lot to be our Savior. We could talk a long while about that, what he gave up. But also we want to think about the fact that he gave in. He gave in. What do you mean he gave in? Well, let's go over to Philippians chapter 2. It tells the about as well as I know of how to explain this verse. In verse 5 of Philippians chapter 2, a well-known passage, and he says, "Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, though he was rich, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, became poor, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient." He gave in to God's will, didn't he? Remember when he was in the Garden of Gethsemane, he prayed, and as he sweat great drops of blood, he said, Father, if it be possible for this cup to pass from me. And he said, nevertheless, not my will, but thy will be done. So he gave in to the Father's will, to the Father's purpose. And he went all the way to the cross. He became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. So yes, he gave up and he gave in. But the most miraculous thing about this is he gave out. He gave out of his riches, out of who he was, everything we need to have eternal life. Look at that verse again, the verse 9. For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. Though he was rich, yet for your sakes he became poor. He humbled himself, that you through his poverty might be rich. He gave out. And he had a lot to give, didn't he? And again, we could spend a long time talking about the things we have through the grace of God, through the things that he has given us, the gift of eternal life. Have you ever tried to measure that? Have you ever tried to put that in a box? Wrap it up in tinfoil and in ribbons? Eternal life. Did we deserve it? No, just like the verse says. It was because of his grace. Because of his giving spirit, he gave willingly that you and I might have eternal life. We could have forgiveness of sins. We can have his riches. Forget the riches of this world. They're going to burn up anyway. But we have his gift. And we have that for eternity. Turn this into a New Year's message now. You know, we've looked at the Christmas aspect of it, but it's New Year's coming up, isn't it? We talked about the gift. And let's look at this verse in conjunction to our own lives, where we know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, though he was rich. He's given us riches. What are you willing to give up for him this New Year's? What are you willing to do different this year than you've done in 2013? Still back in the 1900s here. 2013, what are you willing to give up? It might be different for everybody here. What are you willing to give up? You know, you're rich. By the way, we are literally richer than most people in the world, by far, in a physical sense. But we're, as Christians, we're rich beyond telling, beyond measure. We're rich. We have things that certainly we didn't earn, we couldn't earn, but we're rich. And yet so many are not willing to give up. We mentioned earlier we're going to have prayer meeting New Year's Day, New Year's night. How many of you think will be here? How many of you think will give up the comfort of their home for a little while or for their plans to be here on prayer meeting? Not only this coming week, but throughout the year. Are you willing to give up some things to be able to give in to God and to give out of yourself? You know, if you're going to give, it's got to be out of what you have. And by the way, if you're going to give anything to God, it's because you give up something, isn't it? What are you willing to give up? And are you willing to give in to the will of God? Do you even care about the will of God? How many times do you ever ask yourself this question? Lord, what is your will for me today? You say, is that important? It's probably the most important thing you and I will ever ask. Most important question. What are you willing to give in to? What's God want you to do this new year? Does he have a purpose and a plan for you? My Bible tells me he has a plan for everybody. He has a purpose for everybody. Every Christian, he has given a gift. What's a gift? A spiritual gift is something whereby you serve him. It's a special ability that he has given you. To serve him. Are you willing to give in to his will and allow him to use that gift in you if you're a Christian? What are you willing to give out this year, this new year coming? What are you willing to give out for him? Are you willing to give out of yourself, out of your riches, that people will come to know Jesus Christ in a personal way? You think about those things. You know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. Though he was rich, yet for your sakes, he became poor, that ye through his poverty might be rich. Now, I would be wrong to sit here and say, I could go down the aisle and pick out saying, this one's a Christian, that one's a Christian, that one is. I can't do that. You in your heart of hearts know whether you're a Christian or not. You in your heart of hearts know that things are either right with God or they're not. I'm not one who makes resolutions normally, but there are some things that we should covenant with God to do. Is what he wants us to do in our lives. We should covenant that with God. And if there are things that need to be changed in our lives, we should be willing to change them. Who knows what 2014 is going to bring forth? Who knows that? I don't. Just recently in the papers, we've seen accounts of accidents that happened where they've taken lives of young women from our area. How quick that happened. I'm sure when they get up and was on their way to work, they weren't intending to be in an accident. You think about it. What adjustments do you need to make in your life with God? Is he happy with where you are right now? Is he happy with the things you are willing to give up? Is he happy if you're willing to give in the extent you give in to his will? Is he happy with the things you give out? You think about that. And as we're not going to have a closing song, but let's just bow together for a word of prayer. Where every eye is closed and every head bowed, and we just want to ask a question. If there's anyone here who needs to make adjustments in their lives in the new year ahead, starting today, is there anyone who needs to make some spiritual adjustments? Is there anyone here that knows, just between themselves and God in the quietness of their heart, that things are not quite the way they should be with God? Amen. Amen. And is anyone who would like to tell God in your heart of hearts that you need to make some changes and that you're willing to do that? Is there anyone here who has never had knowledge made a profession of faith and asked God to be their Savior. Is there anyone here like that this morning? If there is, we'd be glad to talk with you. We'd be glad to show you from the Word of God how simple that can be. I don't mean it's simple giving up your will, but it's simple to ask Christ to be your Savior and help you. Father, we pray this morning that your word would not return unto you void, but would accomplish the purpose for which you sent it forth. Minister to our hearts, Lord. Minister to us in the quietness of our hearts and our spirits this morning, that we might know that we have eternal life, and that we might know that we're in your word. Bless this congregation today. In Jesus' name, amen. You're dismissed.